Monday, July 23rd, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. On the hog market, Packers killed 2.382 million head of hogs last week and are just getting warmed up. The product market appears poised to go after demand with historically low prices. Trump talked the dollar down and will need to, or otherwise will not be exporting anything. Despite enlarged hog numbers, packer margins are very thin, below the three-year average, and unlikely to improve from the cutout as bellies implode. They will sustain their margin by buying hogs cheaper. The Prestige hog plant is due to come online late year, and I do not know why they would be in any hurry. I believe that if Prestige was given the current fundamentals back when they made the decision to build the plant, they would have shelved the project. No TPP, no China, and tariffs on U.S. pork from Mexico, as trade competitors like the European Union and Canada now have the advantage. That was not what they had foreseen. Now this industry has to tough it out. I did hear of one aging farrowing complex that depopulated. The industry is structured, however, as a hodgepodge of contract obligations that tend to commit participants to producing until they go broke. I hope that Japan doesn't figure out how much leverage that they have over the U.S. pork industry right now. On the cattle, the trade did a very good job of setting pre-report estimates last Friday so that there was no surprise from cattle on feed or beef inventory reports. I would argue that the numbers of beef replacement heifers were a little larger than the trade expected. They are still trying to expand the herd everywhere that pasture and grazing conditions will let them. Hay prices are high and will remain so. Milk cow replacement heifers were still 100%. Given all of the talk about how tough the milk business is and the hundreds of small and mid-sized dairies liquidating, there's still a new heifer to replace everyone willing to take a cow out of production. There's big money behind expansion of the dairy industry that is eating up the shorter end of the industry as fast as it consents to being eaten. On the grains, the trade war is too bad. I think that we were close to getting through this cycle where low prices cure low prices, where grain and soybean prices were about to go higher again. Just when ready to turn up, Trump's trade war kicks the legs out from under demand, disrupting the entire global food supply chain. I think this is very serious. Given low prices, grain storage will be an even more important component of market timing. Ironically, the first tariffs that Trump imposed were on steel and aluminum. They have increased prices of grain bins. Grain bin companies did not want to put out offers for prices very long due to exposure to steel price hikes. It wasn't because I knew anything about tariffs, but I did buy a grain bin early this year just before this all got started. The way it is now, grain bins cost more to store cheaper grain. You're listening to the Comstock Report. 3, 2, 1. The Trump administration is looking for the loophole in national security statutes to allow them to put a 10 to 25% tariff on imported autos. I did trade pickups too. My last one lasted 8 years, so I should be good for a long time. These tariffs damage our prices and increase our costs. It is a lot more than just a rounding error, as Trump's trade advisor, Peter Navarro, claimed the impact on the ag sector would be from tariffs. U.S. trading partners hit with steel and aluminum tariffs have filed suits against us at the WTO. We, in turn, are filing suits there for the retaliatory tariffs. Around and around it goes. It would take years to finish these suits, and if the ruling is unfavorable to the U.S., Trump will withdraw from the regulatory body rather than comply anyway. The WTO was a good idea in theory. It was a place to go to settle trade disputes. It will, however, become a casualty of the trade war. Trump threatened to put tariffs on all $500 billion in Chinese imports to the United States. Treasury Secretary Mnuchin says he's not bluffing. I don't know who suggested that he was. There's not much the Chinese can do to retaliate. They already have our ag exports to them covered with tariffs. While $500 billion is a nice round number, it is not so easy for us to find the items to tax. That is why the first draft of tariffs was split up $34 billion followed by $16 billion, because they couldn't come up with $50 billion at once that quickly. I think that the funds got too short corn, 129,000 contracts short, overdoing the break in corn, which did not have the fundamental justification. That suggests a major cycle low in corn has been set at recent lows. Initial Andrew resistance lines crossed near 377 to 380 in September corn. The soybean market can bounce too, but I expect something more like a dead cat. The soybean market priced in the tariff, but there's no reason for recovery unless something changes in trade negotiations. We really won't have confirmation that the tariff is priced in until there is commercial evidence that China has bought something. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information on marketing opportunities, visit us in Royal Iowa online at Comstock.com or call 712-227-1110.